Calvin.
Yes.
I would say in all the years I've been in radio, this has been the most loyal group of listeners we've ever had. You notice I don't ever say fans.
Right, yeah.
I don't believe that celebrities have fans. Tom Cruise has fans. Bon Jovi has fans.
Mm-hmm.
We're a radio show. We have listeners. And most of the time you'll find us hanging out at Hooters or at one of our locations where we're playing with a band, having a couple of Budweisers with our listeners.
Right.
It's a good relationship. It's like friends that you didn't really know. And we really have a loyal group. We've only had a couple. Like, we kicked Sexless Jared out of the group. He wasn't allowed to be a listener anymore. But then we brought him back in.
Right.
Then he disappeared. Boots on the ground. We only had two that have defected from us that I know that didn't like us anymore and left. And one was DQ.
Uh-huh.
DQ was an Asian guy who I had believing he was actually, he was a rapper, and I had him believing he was a good rapper.
Right.
He wasn't even a good talker.
Yes.
And he performed live, he got booed off stage, he dressed as Kato.
It was a setup, Mike.
Yeah, he made a fool out of himself, and I just kept encouraging along because I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And he would make these horrendous rap songs and play them, and then he would just tweet them, and he was a joke.
And thank God.
And everybody got the joke except for him.
Right. And thank God for DJ Dollars, who would actually make the stuff sound way better than it was because he would mix it and do all that stuff.
And then we were finally had enough of him. And then he went across the street and he is telling them that he loves them and he hates us now. And we don't care. Yeah. That's like saying to somebody, you can have our cancer.
Right. Yeah.
You can have it. We were done. We made the joke. But the other one I found out about over the weekend was Faggy Voice Dan.
Uh-huh.
And although it really has no impact on the show, I couldn't understand why Faggy Voice Dan didn't like us anymore. Let's welcome Faggy Voice Dan to the show. FVD, how you doing?
Good.
I gotta tell you, it broke my heart a little bit that I thought you didn't like the show anymore and that you made a defection to the other team.
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't know what I did. I know what I did, but I don't know why I did it. I don't know. I thought I was being cool for some reason when I wasn't at all. I let the show down. I let everybody down. I mean, y'all did a lot for me. I called in the show 5 freaking years, and you've all done so much for me. And then for me to turn my back like that, it's just disrespectful. It's ungrateful. I mean, there's just no words to explain it. I have no excuses. It's just, I don't know. You know,
but during the break, you told us that someone offered you money to make that video.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Well, nobody offered me money. I did it just because I was like, you know, some guy had asked me, you know, hey, your voice sounds kind of weird. Who are you? You know, and are you calling the Mike Calvin show?
No, wait a second. Yeah. Wait a second. Where were you?
I was at a Sunoco.
You were at a Sunoco, and some guy heard you. Who were you talking to? You should probably come clean now and tell the whole story before more lies unfold.
The caveman guy or whatever his name is from Bubba's show, I seen that said Bubba on the vehicle, and I was like, hey, dude, I'm Faggy Voice Dan from the Khaled show. And he's like, no way, man. And I'm like, yeah. And he was like, dude, you should, you know, make this video stuff. Because he was asking about what I do. You know, I told him I did handyman work. I mowed dirt yards and stuff like that. And he's like, dude, let me Periscope you doing, you know, advertising your business and stuff. But you got to say screw the bone and F Mike Calta and all that. And I'm like, all right, you know, whatever. Which was stupid. It was ungrateful. Like I said, it was disrespectful. I mean, you know, I just turned my back after 5 years.
What did I do to you, Faggy Voice Dan, to make you do
that?
That's
the thing. That's
so why would you do that?
I don't know. I honestly have no words to explain it. I really don't. I don't understand. And you have every right, which you probably will, and that's understandable, to just shun me away from the show and you know, everything else. I hid all weekend because I knew what I did. And I hid like a dog that pooped in a hallway and, you know, in a house or something. You know, I had left
which
my tail.
Which Dan has done
leg,
before, by the way.
And you know, like, you know, Spanish was calling me and stuff. And I'm like, I'm not going to answer. I know what he wants to talk to me about. And I don't, you know, I'm scared. You know, I'm nervous.
And, well, you don't have to be scared. Nobody's going to come beat you up or anything like that.
That's what
just,
I thought, like, you know.
You heard us, Dan. You heard us. We brought you in the family. You were a wayward kid with no job and no man's voice. And we brought you into the family. We tried to find you girls. We put you on the show. We let you do karaoke. We gave you a name. People were coming up. We gave you an identity. Before you were just an ugly kid with a faggy voice.
I mean, y'all got me laid. Come on.
We did get you laid. I mean, technically you raped a girl, but we did get you laid.
I mean, I went up to bars and said, I'm faggy voice man from the Khaled show.
Yeah, and then people gave you free drinks.
So many people has been like, holy crap, you know, hey, look at that. It's this guy. Let's laugh at him and beat his ass in the parking lot. But, you know, it got me famous somehow.
That's right. The guy, it gave you a fame that you never would have gotten on your own. You would have been roofing and tiling, wearing that same dirty white shirt that you wear everywhere.
Exactly.
And at the first opportunity, you sold us out.
Yep.
So, Dan, now I'm going to have to turn my back on you.
I understand. You have every right to, and I apologize again.
You don't have to apologize. It's just, it hurts.
I know.
It cut deep.
I'm an idiot.
You gave in right away. You sold us out. At least St. Peter denied Jesus three times, and Judas sold him out for some gold. You just did it for a goddamn 5 minutes Periscope fame of a promotions guy.
Yeah.
I don't know why you did this to us, Dan, but
I don't either.
We must now be on the search for another guy whose voice did not mature after puberty. We will now find another skinny white trash nerd to get laid, whether it be with date rape drugs or not. Dan?
Yes.
You are dead to me.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, brother.
He is dead to me.
Man, that's rough.
Do you not weigh out the options there? I can be on this dirty guy's Periscope, or I could be on a huge show that could read. Like, what does he need? Do you need work?
He just doesn't seem like the type of guy that's real quick on his feet, you know?
He saw a radio station truck and got all excited and was like, I'm Faggy Voice Dan. Yep. The only identity that he's ever had, Faggy Voice Dan from the Mike Halta show. Mm. And they took it, turned it against him, and now they left him out there, and now he's just back to being plain old dirty Dan from the neighborhood.
But I mean, like, when I asked him, he said he was paid $30.
Right, but when I put him on the air and he was going to have to say that to where they could hear it, he went, oh, I better not say that.
Right.
And then when he was about to lie, and so they came up to me and recognized my voice, and I said, Dan, stop by telling the truth. He was like, I saw their truck, and I went over to their truck and said, hey, I'm Faggy Voice. See, he can never say that again now. He can never say, I'm Faggy Voice Dan from the Mike Calda show, because then people are going to look at him and go, no, not no more, you're not.
Nope.
You turn your back on the show, and the show has now turned their back on you.
Mm.
You're back to just being a dirty white trash, extra chromosome having weird looking Beavis looking kid.
Question. This in my life, so my life doesn't change, right?
Could.
No.
Could. Just some sort of butterfly effect.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
It's
exactly the same as it was.
Yeah. The world has completely rotated on its axis today.
This is a good lesson for kids out there. Don't get manipulated or be stupid.
We stood behind you even after you ran around from Helium J in the room. Watching it right now, Helium J just manhandled.
Helium J literally just texted me and said, "I'm so glad I made him bleed."
Helium J has now got the tougher of the two voices.
That's right,
he's the toughest gay voice on the show. Helium J. Wow, poor Faggy Voice Dan.
No, poor Faggy Voice Dan. Yeah.
No, I know, but I'm saying now he's on his own.
Now he is poor, seriously.
Now I have to turn my back on you. It's like when Paulie reached into his pocket and he gave Henry like the last $2,000 he had. And all he did for him, and he gave him $2,000.
Well, all I have to say is at least all the Mike Calda show female listeners are safe. So.
That's true, Carmen.
Yes.
Hey, good
so
for you.
Congratulations, ladies.
Let me tell people who may not know what we're talking about. At my birthday party last year at Shepherd's in Clearwater Beach, there was a girl there. Now, I got there at like 6 o'clock, and there was a girl who was drunk at 6 o'clock. And then later on, at about 11 o'clock, she was making out with Faggy Voice Dan.
Yeah, she was just stumbling around. And wasn't she like on the floor looking through her purse and stuff? And just a lot of good drunk girl type things.
And then she went home. She had a mustache. I remember that.
Yeah.
And then she went home with Faggy Voice Dan, and he told us that he had sex with her, and the next day she was like, we didn't do anything, did we? And Dan was like, well, yeah, we had sex. And she was like, oh. And so basically, he took advantage of her while she was passed out.
Yes.
And he, like, pushed her into the car and took her home and date raped her. Yeah. I mean, we tried to reach out to her and help her out and all that.
Too embarrassed. Yeah.
I understand. Maybe the new station can help her out.
Oh, yeah.
They're welcoming date rapists over to their station. Now Faggy Voice Dan is just date rape Dan from Pinellas Park.
Mm-hmm.
He's back to being what he was destined to be.
Changes so quick.
Tank top wearing. Handyman using. Date raping dirtbag. I couldn't even get it out. I'm not laughing at the rape portion of the show. No. I'm just saying that's technically what we believe he did. And what he admitted to doing live on the air. And then he just walked away.
I'm just glad he'll never awkwardly stand behind any of us when we're talking to a group of one or more women and just kind of gawk at them.
Yeah, wondering how he could drug them.
He's so weird.
Here's what we have now, though. We have an opening. We have an opening for basically like a nerd loser.
For a superstar.
We've taken nerd losers in before and turned their lives around.
Yeah, look, he's sitting right here. Yeah. He's a co-producer for the show.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
We need to find that the next kid. Faggy Voice Dan was great because he started calling us when he was a kid 5 years ago. What is he, like 23 now? Right?
18, yeah, I think 19, so.
Yeah, so he started calling us, and his voice never changed, and he was having problems getting laid. He was with a really fat girl at one point. Then he was with a girl who was married to a black guy who was in jail that we had to tell him about. We saved him from that.
Totally. Oh,
he bought her an engagement ring.
Yeah. Bought her an engagement ring, and she was already married to a black guy that was in prison.
Yeah. All we had to do was go to Facebook to find that out.
Oh, we got to find gold like that again.
That's the thing. That leads me to believe that with him being on the streets alone now, he's going to be dead within 6 months.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Sad. Right.
So, again, my life won't change at all.
You don't know, man.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, what if, like, there was a car accident, and in the future, Date Rape Dan was going to be your savior?
Yeah.
Now...
Did you see him box? You think he's saving anybody?
No, I'll tell you what happens. It's a butterfly effect. So on Friday, we're having the phone party.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be like 30 girls and us.
Okay.
And Faggy Voice Dan calls me and he says, hey, it's Faggy Voice Dan. I would really love to come to the phone party. And I go, all right, you big loser. Come on, we'll let you in here. And he comes out. And on the way out, he annoys you so bad in the lobby talking to you about drum stuff and rock and roll stuff that it causes you to stay in the building an extra 5 minutes. Now without Faggy Voice Dan, you walk out on the street, and he wasn't there to keep you, and you get hit by a car. Oh, butterfly effect.
So sad.
Yeah, so Faggy Voice Dan could have saved your life. I'm just saying, just be on the lookout.
Until you can properly say butterfly effect, I don't think it's going to take place.
Butterfly effect.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.